Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark, raving mad. It can be about the bus, the train, music, politics, weather, crackheads, umbrellas in the rain. It can be about a lot. It can be about a lot of things, but this has got me so wrapped up. It's had me since Friday night at around 11 o'clock when MoveOn.org, and this is a combination of a rant, a therapy session, a questioning session, because I'm really looking for answers, and I have not been able to find them, and I've not been able to find them from MoveOn.org. I haven't been able to find them online. I've been going back and forth with people on Twitter, and okay, so here's the bottom line, and I am not a religious scholar. I am not a historical scholar. I am not going to sit here and I am not going to quote Louis Farrakhan, the anti-Semitic hate-mongering leader of the Nation of Islam. I am not going to quote from the articles in Tablet magazine. I'm not going to quote from the articles in National Review. I will post the video from The View that had Meghan McCain going at Tamika D. Mallory. So let me go back and let me explain what this is about. So in a nutshell, look at me, I'm in a nutshell. And I can't help doing that every time I think of say that because of Austin Powers and to see where this goes. Okay, so the Women's March in the beginning, the original one that kicked it off, that had millions and millions and millions and millions of women out in the street marching. That was run by a diverse group of people that had interesting backgrounds and different backgrounds and had some. Look, I didn't do the deep dive on Linda Sarsour. I didn't do the deep dive on Bob Lynn. I didn't do the deep dive on Tamika Mallory. So I may be just as much as fault. And I think if you don't do the research and you don't educate yourself, you get swept up and you buy into a lot of the momentum of something like that. You know, everybody was in a rage cage. Everybody was looking to vent. Everybody was looking to be surrounded by people that felt like them, that had the emotion running through them like them, that had all of those feelings of like, I need to be out in the street. I need to be around people that think like me. This needs to happen. We need to stand up. We need to come together. All of the women. The problem is that the Women's March was not really about all of the women. There were groups that were marginalized, women's groups that were marginalized, conservative groups and pro-life groups and things like that. And that is not also a good look either. However, now I went to the I'm a Muslim Too march where Linda Sarsour made a speech and tried to bring up Susan Sarandon onto the stage. And Susan Sarandon was literally booed off the stage in less than a minute. She got up there, she hugged Linda Sarsour, she was booed the fuck off the stage, and the rally went on with amazing speakers. Dean Obadiah spoke, Judy Gold was there. There were motivational, inspirational people that just, the basis of all of these meetings was for people to come together that were living in these rage cages because you just sat on your couch and like a sponge absorbed all of the horrible things happening in the news and you needed to get out and like puke them all up because otherwise they would drive you absolutely fucking insane. And so here I sit being driven absolutely totally insane because now on Friday, after all of the controversy surrounding the original Women's March and the leaders of that organization, some of them left the group after all of these rumblings about anti-Semitism, about their homophobia, about their anti-white stances of Tamika Mallory and Bob Bland and Perez came out. And after, you know, the whole Charlottesville thing and all of the anti-Semitism and things started to leak out, they never came out and outright denounced any of those things. Okay, so here's the bottom line. So apparently, it's not apparent, it did. A photo of Tamika Mallory with Louis Farrakhan, she posted it on her Instagram and she called him the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and, you know, Linda, somebody was like, you know, gave the hands up and shouted her out and all of this stuff. And when it came out that she was supporting Louis Farrakhan, who happens to be one of the biggest anti-Semitic, hate-mongering racists on the planet, you can't support someone like that and then be a leader of an organization that denounces bigotry, feminism, and any other religion. You can't do that. So all of this stuff started to happen and people started to leave the group. And if you want to go Google those articles, I'll put up the links to the articles. And if you just search, does the Women's March have a Farrakhan problem, a listing of those articles comes up on Google. And you could take as deep a dive as you want. My whole point is all of these other organizations, these major organizations that are now remaining silent, many are, and continuing to support the Women's March. But I happen to reach out. I follow Move on social media. They do an amazing job. They are an amazing organization. They claim to be on Instagram. It says under their bio, and I will read it to you directly from their Instagram page that has 106,000 followers, the largest independent progressive advocacy group in the country. They do amazing things. They start petitions. They have a humongous presence on social media at all of these marches in communities. They do great, amazing things up until they posted on 3 days ago, on Friday night, when they posted a picture about the women's wave that's coming. So I was like, oh, fuck no. Here we go. You can't. How are you going to do that? So herein lies my question. How are you going to support an organization whose leadership supports a hate-mongering, anti-Semitic, racist shithole? How can you do that? They are on social media all the time railing against Trump, railing against the Muslim ban, railing against the border wall, railing against all of these platforms and positions that are very anti-everything progressive. They support all of the women that were in that came into the new 116th Congress. They did great Instagram live videos. They literally, their Instagram page is like a what's what of how to do the right thing and support all the right people doing all of the right things. And now there's this. And this is a fucking problem. You can't deny it. You can't square that circle. You can't say that you denounce all of these things, anti-Semitism, racism, bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia. Can't do that. And then march side by side with the same motherfuckers that support a hate monger. You just can't, and I'm not talking about, and people have blown up my Twitter feed with all of the great things Louis Farrakhan has done in the black communities and for those people incarcerated and in jail. No. I just can't wrap my head around that. You can't have it both ways. That's like saying all of the great things Hitler did for the German Jews in Germany. The motherfucker also killed over 6 million people in the fucking Holocaust. There is no both. You can't have it both ways. So, and apparently I am not the only one that thinks that. So here's what happened. So I saw that post and I have to say, I commented on the post on Instagram and then I went to the DMs because MoveOn has been, they are super responsive in their social media. In an amazing way that many big organizations could just, you know, they don't have to be. But they respond to my stories on Instagram. We have a little back and forth. I tag them in posts. And because I sign the petitions, I follow what they're doing. I try to educate myself on the causes that they support. And yet here I am sitting here like, now what the fuck? Now I'm done with like MoveOn.org because they're marching with the founders of the Women's March, where there are other women's marches taking place that are way more inclusive, that don't support Farrakhan and don't support anti-Semitism and don't support hate mongering. And I'm like, look, okay. So I wrote to them and I basically here I can read you and I will post the conversation because they responded, but I don't get it. I don't get how you do that. And even in their responses, I still don't understand it. You even Meghan McCain on The View went at Tamika Mallory and was like, explain to me how you justify marching against all of these things and being part of a progressive movement, yet you think that Louis Farrakhan is the greatest of all time. And she tried to wiggle around saying, I don't support his rhetoric, but I support all of the things he does in the black community. No. She would not say, she would not utter the words, I condemn what he said about Jews. And basically the brunt of it is he calls, you know, Jews, he literally basically calls Jews termites. And he has rattled off some of the most disparaging, disgusting, anti-Semitic rhetoric against Jews and white people that don't necessarily have to be Jewish, that you could literally dig up on the interwebs. And you can go look for it because I can't read it anymore. It's just, it's that horrible. And it's that negative and it's that disgusting. And so I don't care what he did for people that are locked up for committing atrocious crimes. Sorry. You can't say that you've done all of this good and the foundation and essence of your being is spewing vitriolic anti-Semitic hate. So, I mean, you want to come at me for that, I'm good with that. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem, you know, standing, defending myself on that. And people were like, I'll wait. People were like, here. So this, okay. So basically, this is where we are. So let's get back to the whole Instagram thing, because that's what kicked it all off. And at 11:55 or some shit like that, I wrote to them in a direct message saying, oh no, y'all aren't seriously partnering with the Women's March. You're literally going to stand with the same people who support anti-Semitic hate monger Louis Farrakhan. Have you seen the selfies from Tamika D. Mallory? Did you not see the statement where they fused to denounce him? And I said, come on, seriously. And I posted links to the articles from other Women's March organizations because of all of the, you know, if they're affiliated with Farrakhan and all the sister organizations using all of that Women's March branding, nobody, the Women for All organization has denounced him. Other marches have denounced him. And so I said, you're really going to do this. Y'all really going to do it. And then I screenshotted a picture of Google. What happens when you Google, does the Women's March have a Farrakhan problem? Sent that to them. And I have to say, at 11 o'clock on a Friday night, I was not expecting much of an answer. Because I'm guessing that also Move On has to be somewhat careful because they need to craft some kind of response. They don't want to just throw anything out there. And they want to be thoughtful in how they handle this. And I was right. And so somebody, and I have to say, shout out to, and I don't want to put her out there, and so I'll keep her name out of it, but shout out to whoever was running the Instagram account for Move On at 11 o'clock on a Friday, because she wrote back. And her response, I know it's been a tough situation. We have come out strongly against that and worked internally with her to do anti-Semitism training. I think we have a full statement we can pull up for you, but definitely has been a long process of deciding how closely we tie in with them, but we did decide to stick with the march this year. Womp womp. I was like, the person messaging you is Jewish and isn't going to march this year, by the way. But it's different as a whole organization, but definitely been thoughtful figuring it out. So we hear you and your concerns. Which is also another point. If you have, think about Jewish employees in your organization. Here you are, you're gonna go march with a group of people who happen to support one of the biggest hate mongers on the planet, one of the biggest anti-Semites on the planet, and you have Jewish employees in your organization who are now put in a horribly, I would think, a horribly gut-wrenching situation. I would really have to check myself. Like, do I still want to work with you? Do I want to still be part of an organization that can't see how this is not a good fucking idea? Not really a good look. You can't, because, you know, the majority of the people are not going to see the response that you're doing anti-Semitism training with Tamika Mallory. And if you are doing that anti-Semitism training with her, why wouldn't she mention that on a show that has a bazillion viewers like The View and say, hey, you know what? I made a mistake. MoveOn.org reached out to me and we're doing anti-Semitism training and I'm trying to learn how this could be bad. You have the perfect fucking opportunity. Whoopi Goldberg is sitting right there. Meghan McCain is sitting right there. Millions of people are watching you, and you are stuck trying to wiggle around the fact that you support an anti-Semitic hate monger. But you're going to sit there and say, that's not the words that I would use. That's not the way I speak. Dude, you're standing there taking a selfie, hugging a guy that wants to annihilate an entire group of people off the fucking planet. Which is why you can't square that fucking circle with me. Or with a lot of these organizations that are now refusing to partner with the Women's March. And they are saying on their social media that they are not affiliated with this organization, which is really fucking smart. But I just don't get, Tamika Mallory had the opportunity to clear the whole motherfucking slate. She could have said, yo, I'm done with that. I made a mistake. But she did not. She referred to him, you know, as the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, who has done great things in the community and how her track record speaks for itself. No, girl, your track record stops when you support a hate monger. Yo, that's all good. You did good things before, but you're not doing good. You're not doing the right thing now. So I don't get it. I don't get it. And Meghan McCain went at her hard. She read the quotes from Farrakhan about how he feels about Jews, about how he feels about Israel. And all of that. And you could read the articles and you could choose whether to believe what was said at those meetings amongst the leaders of the Women's March organization. The Jewish people hold people hostage. They hold money hostage. The Jewish people. I'm not, listen, don't quote me on that. Go read it for yourself and find out. All I'm saying is the shit's messed up. And it's messed up when an organization that you have supported and that you support and you think is doing great things all of a sudden takes a hard left and is going to support a bunch of anti-Semites who support fucking hate monger. And so I'm really confused. I can't understand it. I just don't get it. And so they wrote me back. Sorry, I'm still hacking up my lungs from my upper respiratory infection, and wait for that next rant on CityMD, but I won't digress. So then I went and did one of my toothbrush musing things where, you know, I just put out there that please don't support them, and I tweeted it out and I tagged them, and how are y'all gonna do this? And, you know, I went back and forth and I thanked the person on, you know, Instagram for Move On and told them I was really torn. I'm not out there with it. I was like, listen, I look forward to hearing back from you. I really appreciate your time and honesty. If there's anything I could do to help, please feel free to use this chat or anything I've said. If it'll help, I'm one fucking person. I don't know how much it's going to help. And, you know, she said it's definitely important to hear from members and followers and have them voice their concerns. And she said there's a lot of Jews that work at Move On too. But there, you don't have to be Jewish to understand and see hate and the ripple effect that that hate has. Charlottesville, Nazis and tiki torches and Heather Heyer being run over by a neo-Nazi white supremacist shithole. The Pittsburgh synagogue, the rise in anti-Semitism all over the damn country. It's risen exponentially. I can Google those numbers too. You can Google those numbers. This is not about statistics. This is straight up about how an organization is choosing to stand with another organization that supports a racist anti-Semitic hate monger. So here we are. So they wrote me this really lengthy statement, and I will read it word for word. And I will also paste it on Twitter with the link to this podcast. So here is Move On's response to the questions about the Women's March / Farrakhan. The 2017 Women's March in many ways represented the birth of the resistance movement, with millions of people, including many thousands of Move On members, showing up to make our voices heard at hundreds of marches across the country. Together, we made a powerful statement that we will stand up and fight for an equitable and inclusive America, and that we will not accept attacks on our communities or the rolling back of our rights and freedoms. Since then, Move On has been proud to partner with the Women's March as one of the many important organizations that serve as pillars of the resistance movement. We continue to collaborate closely with them to resist the Trump administration's reactionary politics and ultimately to build a more just society where everyone can thrive. Regarding Louis Farrakhan, Move On forcefully and unequivocally rejects his bigoted comments, including anti-Semitic, homophobic, and transphobic comments, which are profoundly hurtful to many, harmful to our movement, and deeply inconsistent with our members' shared values. These views and comments have no place in our country or the progressive movement. How the fuck you marching with this motherfucker then? That's my part, not theirs. They continue, the only way for us to make progress in this country is to work together, listen to each other, and respect each other across our differences. Our movements must reflect and be inclusive of the diversity of our country, including along lines of race, gender identity and expression, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, class, ability, and other lines of identity that have been used to divide and oppress us throughout our history. It will take all of us working together across these lines of difference to build the power we need to change this country and set it back on a path to progress. Okay, you can work with someone, but if someone has not made progress, like Tamika Mallory, who cannot use the words, I condemn Louis Farrakhan's anti-Semitism, maybe you don't march side by side with them until they're ready. Maybe you don't support them publicly like that until they're ready. Maybe you work with them behind the scenes. Maybe you work with them publicly. Maybe, but even Tamika Mallory wouldn't go on The View and say that you're working with her to help her understand anti-Semitism. How are you going to do that? How are you going to say these views and comments have no place in our country or in the progressive movement, and yet you are going to be marching side by side and supporting the people who still firmly believe the opposite of what you just said? Can someone please explain that to me? I would love, Move On, can you call me? I appreciate the statement, but your written statement is speaking out of the other side of your face. You can't speak out of both sides of your face. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and say you understand that somebody is a bigot, a racist, an anti-Semite, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and then be like, yeah, but we're going to march with them. We cool with that. How do you do that? So that is their statement. And I wrote back and I said, that's a great statement and thank you for sharing it. But the Women's March clearly doesn't share these views. They have yet to denounce Farrakhan. How can you march with them? How do you think your Jewish employees feel? It's a horrible position to put people in. That's what people see. Actions speak louder than words. I don't doubt your position at all, and it's the bigger picture. But that's what disheartens me and makes me sad. I know I'm only one person and one voice, but I owe it to my Holocaust-surviving grandparents, now deceased, and the 6 million other Jews that were murdered, and you're marching with people that support a man that wants to wipe the rest of us off the fucking planet. I mean, he wasn't satisfied enough with the Holocaust. He wants us all gone. He wants Israel gone. So I don't know. I'm trying not to be redundant in the department of redundancy. But how do you do that? And so I sent more pictures and So their response was, I know there's not much else to add beyond the statement. We're elevating the people marching. But it's important that the people marching know what the organization that they're marching with stands for. I mean, then what the fuck are you doing? Then you're like showing up and supporting shit that you have no idea what you're supporting. And then you become part of something. You're like, no, I don't believe that. But you were there. So it took me a little while. I supported them until I started to read about what was happening inside the organization. You know, it's kind of like Scientology. You got it. Once you're out, it's hard to see it from the inside. But this is blatant, man. This is like Tamika Mallory taking a picture with Louis Farrakhan, posting it on Instagram, being like, dude's the goat. I'm proud to be hugging this dude and standing next to him for all he's done in the black community. No, there's plenty of other people. Okay, so then I posted that and I got into it and I put it out there on Twitter because I really wanted to see what people's response was going to be. And then Twitter went and did all of the Twittery things that Twitter does. And of course, there are people that, you know, support you and do all that kind of stuff. And then there are those other people that tweet stuff to the effect of, What did this dude say? Oh, just curious if you could give me another black leader who has helped build, save the lives of, and prevented more violence between more blacks than Minister Farrakhan, I'll wait. So my response to this dude was something along the lines of, what did I say to this guy? I was like, yo, y'all don't have to wait. And I came back at him, really? You want me to start listing people? LeBron James has done more for the black community with than Minister Farrakhan. Jalen Rose opened a charter school in Detroit. He's done more. Elijah Cummings. I am sure there are many more, and I probably need to do a better job educating myself of those people that have done more to uplift communities. There are good people in every community, but you cannot tell me that this Farrakhan guy, people were like, oh, everything he's done for people in prison. I was like, really? Come on now. And people were like, oh, what? I'll wait. I'm like, okay, you can wait. I have no problem. And people, one person was like, you know, this is not what she said. She did not want to condemn Farrakhan because of what he has done, especially the ones that are incarcerated. She condemned several times anti-Semitic speech. No, she just said it's not the way she speaks. It's not the way she chooses to do her work. No, you did not. She did not condemn that. Go look at the, I've watched that video clip from The View on Twitter 100 times already, making sure that I knew what she said and how she said it. And somebody wrote back, I'm confused because people act as though racism isn't in the Jewish community and they are only victims of it. No. There is plenty of shit that goes on in every community. Every community's got dirty laundry. But not every community then creates an organization that then professes to do one thing, yet support something completely antithetical to that. So yes, there is shit in every community. There are problems in every community. There's dirty laundry in every community. There are good and bad people in every community. There are views that you believe in. There are views that you agree with in every community. However, most good people would not support an anti-Semitic, hate-mongering, racist, bigoted, xenophobic dude that calls himself a minister. You can't, what are you, you're the minister of hate. So please spare me this whole minister, Nation of Islam shit. And I'm not saying there are not good people. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you could profess yourself to be a good person and yet follow someone like that. What are the lines in the sand we're drawing? I don't go around killing people, or I don't know. You can't, it doesn't work like that. You can't have a foundation based on all of those horrific, horrible things, call yourself a minister, preach all of those things to people, be divisive, whatever the fuck you want to call it, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, and then everybody gonna lift you up and say, but all of these good things. There's no but there. It just no, there's no but there. It can't happen like that. So, I mean, that went back and forth on Twitter, and I have to say that somebody dropped some knowledge on me, and I have to do some Googling about a guy from Haiti, Toussaint, Louverture. I'm going to go Google it. I'm going to go learn. That's what it's about. If you can have some type of civil discourse where maybe people could drop some knowledge into your Twitter timeline, you could maybe learn something. That's a good thing. That's a benefit. And I will Google that, and I will do some research, and I will educate myself. But I am still going to wait for people to explain to me how in the fuck you square the circle of supporting the Move On organization, the Women's March. And it's not only Move On. There are plenty. There's also a whole article about all of the other national organizations that choose to stay silent and support the Women's March because of the exposure that it gives to their organizations. And that's pretty fucked up. Because you need to get your exposure the right way. You don't want to, like, hitch your coattails to a wagon of someone like Farrakhan. But they do. They have, and they will continue to do it. They did it in the first march. Then all the shit came out. But once the shit came out, enlighten yourself. And if this is a problem, you need to do something to stop the problem. And marching with the Women's March is only perpetuating the problem. Because if you're there and you are such a progressive organization like Move On, Code Pink, like all of these other organizations, and there is a list in the National Review about all these other organizations that are continuing to march with and support the Women's March, because it benefits their organization and it gives them a lot of notoriety that they might not normally get, because there's millions and millions of people taking part. But that's just wrong. That is not the right way to go about doing that. Do I know the answer? Do I have the answer for every organization and how they should? Maybe you just shouldn't march with someone like that or people like that that support people like Farrakhan. That's a good place to start. And I understand if your work, clearly the anti-Semitic training that you're doing with Tamika Mallory is not working, because she still fails to see how detrimental that kind of hate speech is. Do we need to talk about that? Do we need to go back to all the mass shootings? Do we need to go back to the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh? To a guy who got all ramped up and amped up on rhetoric and then grabbed fucking AK-47s or AR-15s and went in and sprayed an entire synagogue of people on Shabbos, like on Shabbat? Everybody knew that that dude was a hateful motherfucker. I will come back to the point of me, I just don't understand it. I don't understand how if you put out a statement that you think it makes it okay. I don't know if that makes it you sleep better at night, that you feel better about yourself, that you offered maybe a one-time training class that clearly didn't have an impact on her or anybody else in the Women's March organization, but you said, okay, what I did, we tried, and we're gonna march with them anyway. Even though they still hate a bunch of people and want a bunch of people wiped off the planet, not just Jews, we're not alone here. And I know we're not the only ones crying anti-Semitism and racism here. And there's a whole big article, and you should read the articles about how the anti-Semitism in the Jewish community is looked at through the lens of those in the Black community in terms of the racism that they've faced in this country. It's a complex issue. And there's a whole intermingling of how the Black and Jewish communities are so similar and the things that they have faced and how, you know, it's like, I don't know, anti-Semitism punching up and racism punching down, and it gets so fucking convoluted. It's basically just a bunch of people who hate other people for ignorant, stupid reasons. And you don't have to have all of these big words and all of the scholarly insight helps. But it's what it comes down to, and the bare bones of it is one person who preaches to a lot of people wants certain groups of people wiped off the fucking planet, and people are taking pictures with this dude and posting them and like saying he's the GOAT and this is great. And, you know, I may not believe everything that he says, but I believe a lot of the things he says. So I'm going to support him. And it's not about really look at my choices, and I don't want to be defined by the men that I support. I'm like, yo, Meghan McCain ripped her. Like, she was all like, I don't want to be supported by the men that I support. What? Where the fuck you going with that? And I don't know Tamika Mallory from a hole in the wall, but I know what she has said and the pictures she's posted and where she clearly stands, and I'm not down with that. I am not down with all that shit. And this is not about, look, this is, there is a deeper dive to take here. And I can take it with Lincoln Mitchell, who has much better insight into, you know, the history of racism in the country and the history of anti-Semitism and all of his scholarly insight and things like, but this is just the bare bones of like, now what the fuck do you do? Like, what the fuck? How, I don't know. I'm stuck. It leaves me like stumbling. Like, I don't know. I'm bumbling. Like, you're at a loss for words because now, like, I can't half-heartedly support you. I can't sit here and then, you know, sleep well at night knowing, oh yeah, okay, I understand, move on, what they're doing. I can see their perspective and how they tried to help Tamika Mallory and, you know, they gave her anti-Semitic training and they don't stand for any of that hateful stuff. But the leaders of the organization that they're going to march with are totally down with that. And they're, you know, there's nothing they can really do about that. And they're there for all the other people marching. But you're not educating all the other millions of people marching about the views of the leaders of the organization that are holding the fucking march. Have I said the same thing 15 different ways to Sunday? Like, I don't even know. I just know, I know the things that I've read. I know some of the conversations that I've had on Twitter. I know the conversation that I've had with whoever was, you know, responsive enough and insightful enough and thoughtful enough to respond to my direct messages on Instagram on a Friday night at midnight. But you got, I feel like you got to say something. I couldn't swallow that and not be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And they responded with what the fuck they were doing. And now I don't agree with it. And now what? You can't, it's hard to look the other way. It's hard to say, but they've done all these amazing things and they've signed all these petitions and done everything for, you know, against the Muslim ban. And they've done everything for women's reproductive rights. And they've done everything for immigrants' rights and refugees. And they're so anti-Trump that it's, you know, as they should be. But then there's this piece of it, and it's a pretty big fucking piece. And now what do you do? Like, be like, all right, peace out, move on. I'm done with you. I can't support you anymore because of this, because you choose to support them. I don't fucking know. So that's it. That's where I'm stuck. And I'm legit stuck and I'm legit pissed and it's frustrating as all fucking get out because you can't do that. You can't be down with the haters and you can't support the haters, legitimate haters. I'm not talking about don't hate the play. You know, this dude is a hater. Like legit seething, rageful hate. And yet there goes the organization, like not saying shit. They danced around the issue. They did release the Women's March released a statement about the whole Farrakhan problem, but they never condemned Farrakhan or disavowed Farrakhan, just like Trump never disavowed David Duke. Like, yeah, I know him. Yeah, no. I don't condemn him. I don't disavow him. Come on. You either condemn the hate or you don't. It's not complicated. It's not fucking rocket science. You either don't, you're not down with that, and you're against it. You're against the anti-Semitism, you're against the racism, the homophobia, the xenophobia, the transphobia. Come on, that's a hell of a lot of people that you're turning your back on by supporting this organization, by supporting the Women's March. All of these, and I can only speak about Move On because that's been my only personal interaction. Like I said, there are many other organizations that are out there that are continuing to support the Women's March. And I could throw that up there on Twitter too, and you can Google it. But my personal experience has been with Move On because I really believed in what they were doing. And now I'm not so sure. I don't know. I don't know where else I can go with that. That's pretty much it. So I'm pretty much stuck. So if you have any thoughts, if you have anything that you can add, if you agree, if you disagree, if I don't know, let me know. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know on Instagram. You can follow me at Doodleheads. You could check out my stories. You could check out my tweets. I mean, I want to know. Like, I don't know. I'm always like, you know, just because I rant and like scream about a lot of shit doesn't mean I'm not trying to learn anything in this process. But right now, what I learned is that Tamika Mallory is still just as supportive of Louis Farrakhan as she was before all of this popped off. So she made no inroads in any of, you know, her realization that it's probably not such a good idea to support a hate-mongering anti-Semite, racist, bigot, homophobe. It's not a good look, and it's not a good look for the Women's March organization, as many people have defected and have made it clear that they've defected, and it's not a good look for the organizations that are still supporting the Women's March. You know, they have to earn your support. You have to earn shit. You just don't get people support for free. Like, how do you not earn that? And if you fail the tests that people then present to you, if they're like, okay, here, we're going to train you. Anti-Semitism, bad. Hate, bad. Racism, bad. Bigotry, bad. Homophobia, bad. Transphobia, bad. And that's your basic training. And you epically fail that because you cannot go on television or release a statement that says, I condemn the anti-Semitic, hateful, racist, bigoted, homophobic, transphobic rhetoric of Louis Farrakhan, period, full stop, then you shouldn't have the support of any organization like Move On or any of the other organizations that support you. You have to earn shit. Don't come for free like that. You need to earn it. And I'm choking. Because I'm still sick. Probably because CityMD didn't give me any antibiotics. But that's a whole nother rant for another day. So here I sit. And for once in my I literally side with Meghan McCain, which is also kind of mind-boggling. Because Meghan McCain took it to Tamika Mallory. She just went straight to the quotes from the magazine. From Tablet, from the National Review, from video of Louis Farrakhan. It's all out there. It's not like it's a big fucking secret. You know? So, I don't know. So, that's it. So, that's where I'm stuck. Like a duck in the muck. What the actual fuck? And I won't be marching with the Women's March. I'm going to go find another march. Or I'm going to go find something else to do. And I'm actually, you know, you live and you learn. So you march with them once and then you go to these other, I went to all these other marches and events, froze my ass off down in Battery Park City with Linda Sarsour. We did the whole drone thing for the no Muslim ban, standing out there in the snow, fucking freezing. And all those people were there wanting to do the right thing. Everybody that was there had the same intentions. Speak your mind, speak your voice, show up, be active, do something. And then you find out that you're the person leading that is a two-faced hypocrite. And that's a shitty feeling. Cause it really puts a stain on all of those things that you did do. Thinking you were doing something good. Well, where in effect we did do something good. And good came out of it. But you can't do something good, but. Or everything was great, but. The person running it is a hypocrite. The person running it supports hate. The person running it supports anti-Semitism. Blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Not a good look. It's not good. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. And then here we are. And so I don't know what else to say. It's the same song and dance. Maybe Lincoln will come out at the ass crack of dawn in his Russian bathrobe and we could kick it a little bit about all of this. You could hit me up on Twitter, like I said, on Instagram at Doodleheads, DoodleHedz. I apologize for my delay in getting this podcast out. It's been sitting on my brain. It's also that I've been sick since pretty much the first of the year. So happy new year to everybody. Belated, delayed happy new year. Happier than hopefully the stuff's going now. I hope you're not a furloughed employee. I hope you're not being held hostage by the shithole in the plantation White House. I digress. I'm going to wrap it up, and I'm going to, you know, because otherwise you just go on, and you spiral downward into this, like, mess of just, blah, where we are. Like, everything is blah, bad. Everything is just, it's not good. And it can get better, but we got to get better as people. And by getting better as people, it means we got to take a stand against all this shit going on. And just make sure the people that you're standing with have the same foundational viewpoints that you do, so that you can feel better about the people when you look to the left and you look to the right and you look in front of you and behind you and off to the sides of you. You know that the people standing around you don't want to wipe you off the fucking planet. Because that would be bad. It's not, it could be bad. It is bad. All right. So we're going to wrap it up before I hack it all up. I don't know. Shit's depressing, man. Anyway, you know where to find me. And like always, thanks for listening. Each one teach one. Drop some knowledge. Let me know what you think. Pass on the good vibes. Pay it forward. Keep the karma going. And we're gonna leave it on that note. So as always, subscribe to the podcast for free on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tweet it out. Instagram it out. Shout it out. Make sure you're marching with the right people, doing the right thing. And we'll see if we can't make this world a better place somehow, one person at a damn time. Ooh, shout out to Hazmat, before I forget, who could be listening to this podcast as she is popping out her very first kid somewhere out there in suburbia. Ow, don't forget what Hallie said about the nipple gel, and good luck ever sleeping again. Thanks to everybody that listens and lets me know and comments on the Twitter and on the Instagram. Shira Viva, Mary Beth Marek, Elfie Girl, Baby Block AC, Bramsomian, who made my kick-ass logo. Also Lincoln, wake up a little earlier. The podcast people miss you. I know you're out there doing book tour promotions out in LA and you're on TV and you're doing all these things, but throw on the Russian bathrobe, get up a little earlier. I know it's fucking cold outside, but you got to walk the dog anyway. So you know where to find us. The people need you and your insightful, knowledge-based, experiential insight into all of this fucked up shit going on. So get up and get outside. And you know where to find us. Okay, also Chef Wong, who kicks my ass relentlessly in Words with Friends and then still listens to the podcast and lets me know what she thinks. And also to the daughter of Chef Wong, way out there on the left coast. I see you, Franklin. I see you. All right, so that being said, let me know what you think. Dude, do the right thing. It's not that hard. Share the podcast. Tweet, post, let organizations know what you think. They will respond. Some will respond, some won't. But you can, one person can make a difference. And if one person makes a difference with another person, and then that person tells another person, that's how change happens. And it's hopefully we can make a change, and hopefully we can make a change for the better. And I'm not going to get up on my soapbox and pontificate because I did that already. And I don't want to ramble on again and go on another tangent. But basically, the idea is, don't be a fucking hater. Don't hate. Don't support people who hate. Do the right thing. Say the right thing. Tweet the right thing. Post the right thing. Pay it forward. Good karma will come back to you and all that jazz. And with that, we out. Peace and hair grease.